Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned into Home, Helen Orr Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. I am so excited that you have joined me on today, and I know God have a tremendous blessing for you on today. So welcome home. Come on in, have a seat, get your Bible. We're getting ready to be fed from the Lord our God, manna from on high. Today, our talk will be about God is our Father. And we're going to be looking at several passages of scriptures on today as we lay a foundation in which we will be talking from on today. We're going to first of all look at Ephesians 4, verses number 6, and then we're going to look at Luke 11, verses number 1 through 13, and Romans 8, verses 14 through 17. So let's take a look at that on today, and I'll read that in your hearing. Ephesians chapter 4, verses number 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now, let's take a look at Luke. It said, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples came unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is in debt to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from whom within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot raise and give them. And I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is a friend, yet because of the importunity that he will get up or raise up and give him as many as he needed. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. And so that is our scripture text for today. And let's take a look at what does that mean to us as a child of God, that God is my Father. Let's take a look here. We're going to look at the Father's family, the sonship through the Spirit, and we are adopted and the witness of the Spirit. Then we're going to look at the Father's blessings upon us. And then we're going to conclude with the Father's gift. And you don't want to leave or miss out what God has in store for you. Now, let's look at, now, we have been over the course of time have been studying the attributes of God. We talked about how God is omnipresent, omnipotent, how he is right there, all-powerful and all-knowing. And today we're going to look at another attribute of God when it comes to the people of God being our Father. Each attribute of God is vital and true. However, perhaps the fatherhood of God is the most important of all. If one does not enter into a relationship with God as his heavenly Father through the new birth experience, every other attribute of God become irrelevant to that person. But when a person does become a part of the royal family of God, endless benefits are theirs. And so, child of God, when you are baptized into the family of God, the body of God, you are baptized into the royal family of God. And not only that, but benefits comes to you because you are a child of God. One of the greatest benefits of knowing God as our Heavenly Father is the abundance of joy that he gives to us. We'll find that over in 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 8. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom? So now you see him, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, come on, child of God. Can't you remember just leaving the house of God just full of that joy that is full of glory? And even when God has blessed you and when you think on the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for you, you know your soul cries out, hallelujah. Well, that is that joy that is unspeakable and full of the glory of God that is exuding through your life. That is a beautiful benefit that we as the children of God and people of God have and able to partake thereof. It says, though we have never seen the Lord, our faith has brought us to a joyous experience in Jesus Christ. The Bible said over in Psalm 34, David stated and testified, he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or woman that trusted in him. We can be blessed because guess what? We are trusting in God. Amen. Let's take a look here. The Father's family. So let's take a look at this. It said the family unit is important to human race. Family provide nurture, fellowship, and a sense of belonging to each member. Our Heavenly Father also have a family, and it is distinct privilege to be part of God's royal family. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, and it will let us know. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the children of God, which have not attained mercy, but now have attained mercy. Our Father calls us and makes us a part of his family. Now, as members of the family of God and part of the royal priesthood, we are responsible to behave in a fashion compatible with our status as children or sons of God. Now, let's look at the sonship through the Spirit of God. Another aspect is that when a person is born again, he or she becomes a child of God and is heir to all of the riches of Jesus Christ. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8, verses 16 through 17. The new birth experience makes us children of God, culminates in the baptism with the Holy Spirit, where the individuals speak in other tongues by the supernatural utterance of God. This experience is truly a supernatural birth and is central to salvation. It is only by receiving the Spirit of Christ that we can call God our Father. And we'll see that over in Galatians chapter number 4, verse number 6. It said over in Romans 8 and 9 state, "Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is or she is none of his." Amen? The birth of a baby is cause for excitement and joy, but the joy would soon turn to sorrow if the baby shows signs of malnutrition. Every parent longs to see growth and development in the new birth, in the newborn. In a similar sense, God expects to see spiritual growth in those who are born into his kingdom. When one is born into the kingdom of God, there is a great cause for rejoicing. But as it is with the newborn babe, there is also great concern in the new kingdom. Christian does not grow and develop in the kingdom of God. As a child of God, one must grow spiritually and forsake their indulgence in the whims of the flesh. In contrast to the old lifestyle, when a person drifts through life with little or no spiritual direction, it is imperative that the child of God now follows the leading of the Holy Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the Son of God. And you can read that over in Romans chapter number 8, verse number 14. Galatians 5 and 16 let us know that this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So we as children of God, we are called to walk in a certain manner. And that manner is to walk in the Spirit so that you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? So we do have a way in which we must walk, being as sonships of God through the Spirit of God. Amen? Let's look at another point. We are adopted. Let's take a look at that. According to the Unger Bible Dictionary, this term, adoption, is used in a theological sense, commonly denotes that the act of God by which he restores pertinent and repentant and believing men to their privilege as a member of the divine family and make them heirs of heaven. In the scripture, this concept is used only by the Apostle Paul, and it refers to the new birth that brings us into sonship with God. Because human beings are born with sinful nature, we are victims of bondage by our natural birth. David the psalmist declared, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Psalm 51 and 5. It was of this bondage to sin to which David made reference. Born with a sinful nature, we are bound by the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life. We are enslaved to serve the flesh, the world, and the devil. Bound by habits that promise pleasure but pay dividends of heartaches, we are helpless to exonerate ourselves or deliver ourselves from that. Like the rabbit with the tar baby in the book called Burr Rabbit. The more we struggle with sin, the more we become entangled with that. And that's why we must walk in the Spirit. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to give us that power, that dunamis power to live above sin and reproach. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. Amen. And the Bible said, "Let God be true and every man a liar." And we stand upon the Word of the Lord. our God. Amen. And I hear the Bible said that John the Baptist was that voice crying in the wilderness. And this is that voice on today, speaking to the wilderness. The spirit of adoption is the rescue of mankind by God's plan of salvation. His adoption of us through the new birth experience releases us from every type of bondage, the chains of drug addiction, alcohol, tobacco, immorality has ensnared many a people. Yet when they receive the Holy Ghost, every bond of sin is broken off of their life. Can you just shout hallelujah? I just felt the anointing, quickening power of God right there. That God is able through the Holy Ghost to break every band and break every bondage of sin off of the life of any individual. The scripture Romans 6 and 17 and 18 states, But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness and child of God. That's what we are, the servants of God's righteousness, doing right, walking holy and upright before the Lord God Almighty. Can you just shout hallelujah, glory, I just feel the power of God just exuding through this lesson on today. Child of God, you are going to be blessed. Amen. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. God is daily feeding your spirit. Each time you tune in, you're going higher and in deeper depth because you're gaining greater understanding of what God is doing in and through your life. Now, let's keep looking at this piece of adoption. This adoption places us in a unique position, enabling us to cry, Abba, Father. And you will see that over in Romans 8, verses 15, Galatians 4 and 6, Mark chapter 14 and verse 36. Abba is the Aramaic word for father, used in the formal, intimate sense, meaning daddy. The use of this word represents a close and a loving relationship or fellowship between a child and his father. In other words, when we receive the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, I want you to grab this, child of God, because you're going to gain a greater understanding. The spirit of adoption, we attain a new level of fellowship with our Heavenly Father. So that's why it's essential, child of God, that you, yes, you, get the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord give utterance, because it's the spirit of adoption and it usher you into a different level, a new level of fellowshipping with God, amen, our Heavenly Father. Because we are now the sons of God, we are also his heirs. And we are his heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We are become the beneficiaries to all that God possesses. The Holy Ghost is the earnest of our inheritance. You'll find that over in Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 14. Now, in other words, our experience of receiving the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, is a down payment of this marvelous inheritance that far surpasses the great imagination of mankind. There are many facets of our inheritance in Christ. For example, the last will and testament of our Lord Jesus Christ promised that the overcomers will sit with Christ on his throne. And you'll see that over in Revelation 3 and 21. Also, heirship includes the promise of triumph over Satan and all that is evil. We will share in everything Jesus purchased with his precious blood. Can you shout hallelujah? Beloved, now, we are the sons of God. This is what 1 John 3:2 states. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Come on and shout hallelujah. I just feel the anointing power, that dunamis power of God hovering over this here lesson, because God wants you to know and gain a greater understanding of your position in the kingdom of God and your relationship with God and the importance of receiving the Holy Ghost. If you don't have it, you need it, and you just one question away from your blessing. Amen? And ask of God. He's going to give you that. Seek of him, and he will fill you with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give you the utterance. Amen. Now, let's look at another point